The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hi there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 18th of September, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in about 5 minutes. We start off your Tuesday with Hacker News. Now, to clarify, this is actually just a vulnerability, but it's just letting us know that hackers can do this. According to internet security company F-Secure, they seem to have discovered a new vulnerability that affects almost every single computer that goes into sleep mode. This vulnerability, well, it'll allow hackers to access encrypted hard disk when the computer, is in sleep mode. Okay, lovely. Let's read on. Apparently, two experts figured out a way to disable the overwrite feature by physically manipulating the computer's hardware, apparently using some simple, I guess what you would say, over-the-counter hacker tool. Then they learned how to rewrite the non-volatile memory chip that contains these settings. They disabled the memory overwriting and enabled booting from external devices. Then the cold boot attacks can be carried out by booting a special program off a USB stick. I know, I'm sitting here thinking, what? How? What? But in any case, when I'm at every computer, it's pretty much every computer. If you got a Dell, you got an Apple, you got a Lenovo, if you're running Microsoft, it doesn't matter, they're all vulnerable. Maybe just play it safe. Just unplug the damn thing. Surely they can't figure out a way to turn it back on after that. Phones and TVs. We kind of thought Apple was going to be going that direction. Turns out, no, I guess not. One rumor that I'll probably never ever hear the end of that I was wrong on. Yeah, I was wrong. But OnePlus, yes, the makers of those kind of inexpensive yet pretty high-end Android smartphones, they seem to be doing what Apple didn't. According to a blog post, OnePlus TV has been announced. Now, we don't know any details about hardware or software yet. We assume it's probably going to be running Android, obviously. But their main focus now is not only entertainment in your hands, but entertainment in your home. OnePlus says they feel there's so much more potential for existing TVs, but no company is pushing the boundaries. And OnePlus TV, they're ready to push those boundaries. Boy, don't this just sound like a PR statement. Well, that's pretty much what it is. Anyways, continuing the PR statement from the OnePlus CEO, Pete Lau. I guess that's how you say his name. Sorry, Pete, if I got your name wrong. He said that we want to bring the home entertainment to the next level of intelligence connectivity. To do this, we are building a new product of OnePlus Premium flagship design, image quality, and audio experience to a more seamlessly connected home. So yeah, they've announced it. They haven't made it, but they've announced it. Still better than Apple. Well, at least they announced it. Apple never did that. We just talked about rumors of it, and some of us got gullible, like me. Well, the drop has dropped. I'm talking about Pandora's custom new music playlist, The Drop. Yeah, it's out there in the wild as of right now. And of course, with this new feature, they're hoping to attract those Spotify users. Basically, it's Pandora's answer to releasing a similar playlist for its premium on-demand users. Now, according to Pandora, the playlist will automatically show up in the premium user's account. Then after that, will be continuously updated over time as new songs are released. So, if you're a Pandora premium user out there, and personally, I gotta admit, I don't really know anybody that uses Pandora. But if you are, you can go check it out right now and take advantage of your nice new little nifty feature. And finally, we end up with Apple and a download. Yeah, did you take a look at your phone? Did you see that big old red icon there in your settings? Hey, come here, check me out. iOS 12 is ready now. We actually got it early, too. At least some people did. Other people didn't get it at all because I guess the servers got overwhelmed. Nobody could download it then. Although that seems to be cleared up now. Now, if you're sitting there going, I didn't get an update, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, apparently your device is not going to support it. And if you have one of those phones, we'll just go in and check to see if you're eligible for the update. Settings, general software update. And it should come up after that. Of course, with the new update, we get new features. Actually, it looks more like just a polished iOS. But if you're wanting to know just how much screen time you're actually using on your phone, well, it'll be able to tell you that now. And I'm sure the results, once you see them, will probably make you go, whoa, really? Dang, I don't have a life. There's also other features like Animoji and Custom Memoji, so you can create things that look like, well, you. Plus, on top of that, iBooks, Stocks, Voice Memos, and Apple News, yep, they all get redesigns. So what are you waiting for? Go update. Come on, go. Then email me and tell me how it went. Yeah, I'm waiting for a little while. You know, just to see if it works okay. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Hop on over to our official website, BritishTechNetwork.com. That is our home of our podcast, our blog, and reviews. It's all over there for your choosing. Go check it out right now. Also, you can find our podcast on iTunes. Definitely, if you get them through iTunes, particularly the news show, and you love the content we're sending out for you, please give us a review over there at iTunes. Really helps our ranking and gives the news show so much more exposure. So if you do it, thank you. If you have done it, thank you so very, very much. Also, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. But don't forget about our Slack room, because that is the fun place to be had. As they say, that's where the action is. So come on over and join in on the action. BritishTech.slack.com. We'd love to have you. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a glorious Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.